Just one historical recollection of an old minhag that was the custom in the old country in Syria and Halab. On Motzei Shabbat of Parashat Shira, which was last night, the custom was that the community would come to the Bet Knesset and they would read a special reading that was called the Abtida Kalamna. Abtida Kalamna was written by Rav Saadia Gaon, and it actually was an interpretation of the Ten Commandments in Arabic. And the custom was they would sell each one of the birot, and they would give it out to the kids, and they would read it in Arabic, and in between each one of the birot, the rabbi would get up and say a derasha, and after they finished it, they would sing the songs that were connected to Tu Bishvat, because Tu Bishvat always will fall out on the Parashat B'Shalach, which is right before the Aser the Berot. If you look in our Pizmon book, the red books that we have, Shirush Bacha, and you look in the back of the book, you'll see a copy over there of the Abtida Kalemna. It's written, all the Arabic of the Aser the Berot. Today, unfortunately, in the new world that we live in, a lot of the Americans, we don't understand what it means. We don't even know how to read the words. So it might be, futile. But in the old country, that's the way they understood it. Furthermore, when came to Bishvat, which in the old country they called it Eid Sajar. The Eid is the holiday. Sajar is a tree. So they called it the holiday of the trees. Again, they would read the Abtida Kalimna again on Tu Bishvat in the Bet Knesset. The custom was that the parents would make bags of fruit. They would go to the market in Syria, and whatever fruits were available, they would fill up a bag and put some goodies inside, and they would give it out to the children. This custom we can still follow till today. And we shouldn't lose what was done. This was something that our grandparents and great-grandparents took as an automatic. The children knew, Tu Bishvat comes, you get a bag of fruit. So it's not a bad idea. Erev Tu Bishvat is Wednesday. The parents should go back to that old way. Make the kids a little bag of fruit. Our kids, unfortunately, today are not accustomed to clean, nice minhagim. Everything's an iPad and an app and a computer and a gadget and all that. Imagine you give your kid a bag of fruit that brings him back 1,000 years. What is this over here? But it's pure. It's nice. You train him in the minhagim so you know when he gets older, yeah, my father used to give me fruit on this day in order to keep it, to keep the tradition. So again, or maybe we don't read the Abtida Kalemna anymore. Maybe there's some old timers in Shari Sion that are still doing it, I'm sure. But Lepahor, we should keep the minhag of giving the Tu Bishvat bags on the day itself.